to the second half of A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Thank you. Hopefully you enjoyed that little introduction there. So thankful for my new live show on Facebook, and hopefully some of you will also enjoy what I have to share with you and the people that I will be bringing to you live, you know, that we can learn more about one another and what we're doing and why we're doing it. So let me share some things with you. We do stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. You may not always be able to watch live Facebook, but when you're in your car, you can have the TuneIn app and you can still listen. Or you can call in during a live interview here at the radio station by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments in reference to the subject that we covered during this time on the air. Today is August the 25th. Already 236 days have passed, and there remains 119. Not much time to get your Christmas list together or your invitations out for Thanksgiving dinner, but time is really moving fast, and we must be aware of how short life is. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This will take place September the 17th, begins at noon until 2 p.m. If you have need or know of someone else, please share this information. Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone, 740-262-0939. Have a couple announcements. We will be celebrating our 41st Annual Popcorn Festival in Marion, Ohio. This takes place September the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and it begins with a parade at 6 p.m. on September the 8th. So get your chairs lined up on the street like they usually do, and people come from all over for our annual Popcorn Festival. You know, people come from England and other parts of the world in different states to be a part of our annual Popcorn Festival in Marion, Ohio. So welcome to Marion, those of you who have already made plans to be here that are not residents of Marion. Okay, once again, Caledonia, Ohio is on the map for entertainment. This will take place Saturday, August the 27th at 5 p.m. The Bones of Cincinnati, Trombones from Cincinnati playing classics to rock. Address 1536 Whetstone River Road, North Caledonia, Ohio 43314. Web is terradice.org. Okay? I like to start my show off with a thought for today. And this thought is titled Attachment. And I really couldn't, I did speak on attachment, but after my guest finished what she had to share with us the first hour, it really means a little bit more to me right now. And it might to you too. Attachment. The root of suffering is attachment. You have created a space in your mind that holds a person or object as a part of you. When that person or object is criticized, neglected, or not with you, you feel pain in your mind and you experience a sense of loss. If you want to be happy, you must learn to love and appreciate while remaining independent. And that means don't be so attached to things of this world that you cannot let them go. And that's also people, places, and things. You know, we just have to be mindful that life is temporary. And all these things on earth are temporary. We have to look more toward eternal life. Now, I'm finished with that. And at this time, I'm going to turn my attention to my guest today, Dacia Wade. She is my guest. She has been here many times before. This girl dropped so many nuggets. Woo! The spirit fell in this place last hour. So you just have to maybe get your notebooks out where you can take notes. Get your Bible out. Maybe you can read scriptures along with her. You know, she just has a source of rich things of God to share with us and of things to come. Her show is called End Time Mysteries Revealed, and she has been doing this for, I know, at least 3 or 4 years here on A Voice of a People. So how are you today, Dacia?
I'm doing fine.
And you're looking bright and sunshiny today. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you too.
Thank you. I was glad you can be a part.
Glad to be here.
She shared so much the first 45 minutes, she says she has nothing left to share. And that cannot be true, right? Those of you who are listening and watching her, she has too much to share. God has given her so much. And she's going to share a lot of her insight to the end times. And she has also shared about the giants in the days of Noah. My daughter is really in tune into those things. So if you don't know what that means, maybe she can begin by giving you a little synopsis of it. End times, like in the days of Noah.
Well, the end times, you don't get the end until you go to the beginning.
Okay.
Because the end is just like the beginning.
Okay. And people need to know that.
It is. It's just like the beginning. Mm-hmm. Whatever has happened once will happen again.
Right.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
It might be new to us, but it's not new to this world.
Right.
Or this earth, whatever, right. However you want to call it. It is. It's just basically history repeating itself, but if anyone is familiar with the end times or end time scriptures, Matthew 24, chapter 24 is one, and they ask for a sign, and he said, well, as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Mm-hmm. They were eating and drinking and giving in marriage, and there shall be the same way.
Right.
When the Son of Man returns back to the earth. And one of the things that really got me interested is, who was eating and drinking?
Right.
And being married and giving in marriage. Because that's what I thought he told man to do.
Right. You're right. Because you
said, I thought
he told Adam
to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth.
Right. He did.
So basically, that was
our first commandment. Right, and he gave Eve as his wife.
Yep. That was the first thing that we were supposed to do before the 10 came out. The first was be fruitful and multiply
and replenish
the earth. And that's, he told Adam that, but he also told the animals that when he created them.
Okay. It's automatic in them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's like how we were formed. This is what he designed us for.
Right.
He designed us for us to have his own seed and replenish the earth. The trees had to replenish the earth. As we use them to eat and the seeds fall to the ground, the seeds grow and spring up new trees.
Right.
New fruit.
Produce more.
Right. So everything and everybody was told to do that. So I just didn't understand who was eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I had to figure out who was eating and drinking that the Lord destroyed the whole earth. Or no, man. He destroyed man. in Genesis 6. So, right. That's how I really, really, really got into this. Reading in Genesis 6, the days of Noah, well, following from Matthew 24 to Genesis 6, got me really interested in what was going on. And then I started reading about the sons of God coming down to the daughters of men and making themselves wives. And in those days, there were giants in the earth. And, well, okay, well, what are these giants? So, I mean, it's just very interesting to me. And then not only that, they do have movies about it. Like, it's not something that is so far-fetched that we can't even imagine it, because there's movies about it.
Right. It's just not man's imagination.
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just our imagination. They're getting it from somewhere.
Right.
To be making these movies. And, you know, just like when COVID hit, there was, like, years ago, there was movies way back talking about the pandemic and all that, and it was all about COVID before we even really got it.
Going back to giants, I remember the movie The 50-Foot Woman. I think she was 50 feet. You remember that movie?
I remember that movie. She was walking all over the city and
looking
stuff.
Looking for her husband?
Yes.
Yeah, 50-foot, wasn't it?
I don't know how tall she was, but I remember watching it with you when I was growing up.
Yeah. I liked that movie.
But, I mean, they show it all the time. They even show, like,
Colossal Man. Remember that one?
Well, I'm even going to go as far as Harry and the Hendersons. The Bigfoot man that came and was part animal, part man. And, you know, like, they were talking about Bigfoot is what,
right.
The same thing that they're saying, part animal,
Henderson,
part man,
yeah.
Which is kind of what they were also doing. They were splicing animals. They were splicing humans. They were mixing humans with animals. There was bear men and horsemen and everything. All of this stuff is not made up. It's not made up. So, you know, the thing is, we got to know that it's coming back. So we need to know what to prepare for and how to prepare our children for what is to come.
Right, absolutely.
And what to be looking for towards these days, because the days are very, very short.
Right.
And these things that are going on in the world are letting us know that God is not happy. He's not happy.
Right, to see all these things happen again after he sent forth the flood to destroy a lot of that, you know, and here it is going on again. And
but it happened right after the flood.
Right, just kept on happening, didn't it?
Because Noah was praying for that they wouldn't be mingling with his sons after they got off the boat.
Wow.
You know, so yeah. It was still going on. David fought a giant. I mean,
right.
It was still going on throughout all the generations. You know what? It never stopped.
No, David fought more than one, because that last one liked to kill them. He's almost, he liked to die, that last giant, you know.
I'm just saying, he,
right.
Yeah, but he's known for Goliath,
yes,
you know,
he is.
So that's why I said A. But
right.
All that stuff is written, and you can go look it up and research for yourself. That's
right.
What I suggest everybody do. Look everything up for yourself. Don't take no man's word for nothing.
Right.
Look it up for yourself. Ask God for understanding. Ask God for wisdom in his word, and he will give it to you. He will give it to you.
Wow.
But it's just so much. I don't know where to even start right now. But I guess I can do a little recap on the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, because all that leads up to it, where you just left off at the giants, and because this bull is a giant itself that they've constructed.
Yes, it was basically 10 stories, almost 10 stories high.
And also that...
A three-tier tower, that's how high it was.
Okay.
That's how big it was.
The 10-story high giant and utopia and all that.
The city,
I mean, so
and,
much.
Yeah, so It was brought to my attention about the Birmingham Commonwealth Games that took place in England this year. Again, it reminded me of the Hunger Games. If you haven't seen that and you want to get a significance of what I'm saying, you can look that up. It's probably streaming everywhere for free. It's one of the largest ever Commonwealth Games that's taken place ever. It had a total of 218 medals. It was over the course of 11 days. They had over 5,000 contestants in this, whatever they were doing.
They played like the Olympics, right?
Yeah, it is like the Olympics. They played regular games like beach volleyball. They did aquatics. They had a triathlon, table tennis, just like the Olympics. They had an opening ceremony, though. This opening ceremony was basically so demonic and so blasphemous that it caught my attention and someone else's attention that sent it to me about this. They showed the fallen stars coming out of heaven, which are the fallen angels, or the angels that came down to have sex with the women to create these giants. And they showed them coming back to the earth and how people came and became one with them. And so that now, one thing that we do know the spirit needs is a body.
Right. There's a scripture on the false stars falling from heaven, too. Go ahead.
Yes, there is a scripture. That's Revelation chapter 12.
Oh, okay. You already got it.
Yes, it is. There is a scripture about that, about the beast. We're talking about a beast right now, this bull. About the beast swinging his tail and knocking a third of the stars down to the earth.
Mm.
That's Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 4.
Wow. Want to read that?
I can. Yes, I am. I'm about to go there right now. Okay, so Revelation chapter 12, it says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon," remind me of that red bull, "having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born."
Wow, that's kind of significant also to what you brought to us today. About the girl and the star and...
Oh, yeah, because she became one with this star.
Yeah.
And she went and worshiped, could be able to manipulate this bull. She was taming this bull. And there was one part in the thing where she came back in and she was riding the bull. And she was just up there just riding that bull. But anyway, he was mean and he was just like this beast right here that we read about. This dragon that's... mad and swinging his tail and knocking the whole third of the stars out.
Right.
In heaven and casting them down to the earth. See, people don't believe these things are going to happen.
No.
And they don't believe that they have happened. People don't believe that the angels came and looked at the women and had sex with them.
True.
But it's true. It's written.
Yes. Written.
It's true. You can believe it if you want to. You don't have to believe it if you don't want to. But at the end of the day, it's true. It is so true. But getting back to the ceremony, the bull, it was a 3-tier tower high, and it showed these fallen angels coming out. Now, after the people had found the fallen angels and went and became one with the fallen angels, their houses was floating on top of the arena. The house was just sitting up there, floating in the air. On this show, it was just, they was floating up there, and then the houses ended up coming down. Like the Wizard of Oz, you know how she was up in the air?
Right.
And then just landed, well, the houses ended up coming down to the ground, and then they started coming out of their houses. Now, these were the dreamers, the ones that came down with the, that came one with the stars.
Okay.
Now, they out here, and things is going wrong, and they going over there solving problems over here, and they going over here solving problems over here, but the one that they showed with that star... worshiping and praying that with that star, she was the one that was able to tame the bull. Which, it just don't even sound right, does it?
No.
It does not even sound right. But anyway, the bull bowed down to her, and like she had this authority over this bull and everything. It was just, it was so demonic. I suggest you look it up to see for yourself, like, what is really going on in the world. Because we don't see everything.
No, we don't.
They show us what they want to use to distract us, I believe, in our news and, you know, things like that. Because the news is not half of what it was when I was growing up.
Oh, no.
They stay on one thing, and they be on that one thing for 2 years.
Yeah.
But what else is going on in the world?
Right. Until the Lord, He redirects our focus. Things will pop up. Oh, yes. We're not on this anymore. So, just like COVID. Now, COVID's not even, you don't even hear about that anymore. It goes back to politics. You know, it's just something different all the time.
Yes.
You know?
So, I forget what I was saying. So anyway, yeah, the girl, she was able to tame this bull. So then she walks out of the place with the bull, and the people get to fight, and the bull comes back out, and he's angry again, and she comes in riding this bull, and the people is all coming down to the bull. The bull ends up crying blood. I don't know what that is a symbol of. Let me look that up. But anyway, the bull ends up crying blood, and people get together and start rubbing all on the bull, worshiping the bull, and it's just, I don't know, it's just.
It could have been something to mock Christ, because he shed his blood. I don't know, that just kind of came to
my mind. And I was thinking that too, because at the end of the bull cried blood, then he turned white, so his inside turned white, like the armor came off the bull, and he didn't look as mean, and so ratted, so the armor just lifted off of him, and then the light that was on the inside of him wasn't red anymore, it was white, mm-hmm. And then his eyes turned from red to white.
Like he was transformed, went through a transformation.
To something of light.
It's a way of mocking what
it is.
Christ
it's
has
a
done.
Reversal.
Yes, yes.
It's a reversal.
Mm. Wow. People don't know what they're doing, do they? Or they just think it's a form of entertainment.
Well, I think that they're trying to make God hurry up and come back. I don't think they know what they're doing to that extent with the end. He said, you waiting on me to come back? Well, what's that end for you?
Right.
I don't think they really know if they really trying to get him back. But that's what they're doing. They are trying to call the Lord back. But there's a scripture in there that said, why should you die before your time?
Yes, there is a scripture that says that. Why should you be? He said, don't be over much foolishness or evil. Why should you die before your time? I'm going to look that up now. Shut up.
Because at the end of the day, if he came back now, well, what's the end for you? Where are you going?
Mm.
If you don't believe in him and you don't accept him, you're going straight to hell.
Oh,
whether
no.
You believe it's there or not.
God wouldn't send us to hell.
Yes, he would.
You send yourself, right? It's your choice.
Well, he said he didn't know you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, too.
He said he don't know you.
Right. You're none of mine.
You ain't none of mine. He said those that are his is written in the book of life before the foundations of the earth. So,
before you were even born.
Well, he didn't know you before you got here.
That's another thing that we cannot comprehend or put into text or context. You know, like, so people say, well, so you're saying God has already chosen who was going to be saved and who wasn't. You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
So why should we try to be saved or go the right way? No, just like I was saying earlier, our minds are so minute. We don't know the ways of God. We can't explain him or understand him. Some of the things he has already done, he's done everything. We're just here going through
the motion,
the script. His script, his story. This is God's story. We're just a part of it.
Yes.
Oh, it is. Yep, I did say it almost right, didn't I? Don't be over wickedly, nor be foolish. Why should you die before your time?
But anyway, this ceremony, they just showed basically every nation, kindred, tongue in the whole world. They showed everybody all over the world. They showed people from all over the world coming to worship this beast. Well, that's just the whole sign of the end. What's it say about the taking the mark of the what?
Beast.
And worshiping?
The beast.
In his name?
Yes. In that Exodus scripture you read to us. You want to read that again about that? I just can't get past that one that you read about the children of Israel.
Oh, yeah.
And how
I
they
will.
Couldn't wait. You know.
Because all these things are just showing how impatient we are. We got to understand, even before this, they had just got delivered out of Egypt. 2 days later, they complaining. Then they got the water. 2 days later, they complaining. Now they got the quails. 2 days later, they complaining. We are never satisfied. And to make it so bad, God can't even satisfy us.
He can, but we won't let him.
Because we stiff-necked. That's what I'm saying. He can't, because we want, I don't know what it is we want.
But, we don't even know ourselves.
But whatever it is that we want as a human race, whatever it is, God can't even satisfy us. We get one thing, 2 days later we done forgot about that thing, and we over here trying to get something else. Now what have we done for him in them 2 days, though?
Were we thankful?
Were you even thankful? Well, they couldn't have been. They weren't thankful. They were just grouchy people. Oh, you should have left us in Egypt. I sure should have left you in Egypt. They lucky the Lord didn't leave them in Egypt.
But you know what? You're so right. Because they didn't know how to adapt, would not even allow themselves to learn how to adapt. And this was leaning and depending on the Lord. They were so used to having that little bit of nothing and being around all of Egypt's gods. So I heard this morning they had over 2,000, or they had 2,000 gods in Egypt that they served. And there were those 10 main gods that the Lord fought before the children of Israel were released to leave. So when you think about that, they were around them. And so I guess they got so used to being around them, then they thought, well, it was much better over there in Egypt. You know, we didn't have to do this. We didn't have to do that. We ate, what was that they was eating in Egypt that they thought was just so much more than what they was getting every day?
I don't know.
Which was the manna from heaven. God was feeding them from the sky every day. They went around in a circle for 40 years. Their shoes never needed to be repaired, or their clothes was not tattered. Can you imagine that? 40 years?
Mm-hmm. They didn't even outgrow them.
No. Didn't even outgrow them.
When you think about that, they didn't even outgrow their clothes.
And they could not see God as their source.
And that's just like us today. We can't. It's so hard for us to see God as our source, or even give Him thanks. And no, can't nobody do it but Him.
Right, right.
But yeah, the whole thing about this ceremony, what stuck out to me is the children of Israel in Egypt. Well, when they left Egypt, and Moses went up to the mount to get the Ten Commandments. He was up there. I think, was he up to 30 days or something like that?
Or 40. One
40
of
days, yeah. He was up there in Exodus chapter 32. starting at verse 1 says, "And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mount," and that's what these people are saying today in this world, "Oh, Christ still ain't came. He delaying his coming."
Yeah, they've been saying that since he ascended up to heaven, that he was coming back. He hasn't come back yet. He's not coming back then, right?
Amen. "The people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, 'Up, make us gods.'"
Get up, Aaron. What you doing sitting here? That's what
they're
saying.
"Don't make us some
right?
gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, 'Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me.' And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, 'These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.' And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, 'Tomorrow is the feast to the Lord.'"
To that calf that he built for the children of
yes.
Israel.
Yes, yes, yes. So we get up in the morning, we gonna have this. We all get everything together tonight. Because in the morning, we gonna have this feast until our Lord that brought us up out of Egypt. Now they ain't even realizing they just made this God. They just made it. Well, when they got to Egypt, they was already there, so you didn't make them. But this you didn't actually just made with your own hands. Now why ain't you telling it what to do? How's it telling you what to do? Why ain't you leading it? Why is it leading you? "And they rose up early on the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play." They was having a good old time, wasn't they? "And the Lord said unto Moses, 'Go, get thee down, for thy people which thou hast brought us out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, 'These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.' And the Lord said unto Moses, 'I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I will make of thee a great nation.'"
And you know, like you said earlier, just depicting, looking or hearing the scriptures, and he's coming back with great wrath when he does come. You know, he said, "My reward will be with me," you know, because he's not coming back to deal with people's sins anymore. He already dealt with the sins on the cross. He's coming back to deal with your belief system. What are you doing? Okay, you're building your own God. You're serving yourselves. And that's one of the end times things, too. Self-serving, you know, just worried about yourself. And it's just so, like you said, what has been done will be done again. In this earth, what has been will return. So, here we go.
Okay, so yes, to go along with what you just said, we're going to go to 2 Peter chapter 3. When you said he coming back with great wrath, and it is going to wax hot. It says, we're going to go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. So yes, his wrath waxing hot.
Mm-hmm. Hotter and hotter.
He coming.
Yes, hotter and
just
hotter.
Just like that. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Mm. What manner of persons ought ye be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. Y'all hear that? The heavens are going to be on fire. And the elements shall melt with the fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye be found of him in peace and without spot or with blemish. Yes, he's coming to destroy it with that fire.
Yeah, not water, but fire next
That's
time.
That's what I just read.
Yeah.
He coming with that fire, water, that fervent heat.
Woo, but fire.
He is coming with that fire to destroy them things he destroyed the first time with the water that was eating and drinking. Yes.
And marrying and giving in marriage, right?
Yeah. He coming back. Because they coming back.
And please remind the people about our intercessor.
Jesus is our intercessor. Moses was the children of Israel's intercessor. The Lord asked him to move out the way so his wrath could wax hot against them. And he destroyed every last one of them and make a new nation just for Moses. But Moses said, no, Lord, no, Lord. Remember them promises you made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Remember how you promised them this and promised them that? Don't destroy your people. Don't destroy that. Don't destroy their offspring, basically. Right. Right. Because if he would have destroyed everything, then their offspring would have been gone.
Sure would have. And those promises.
His promises would have been gone to them.
Right. And he is a man of his word. God is. No matter how
it looks. So you better get down there.
So you better do something with him, right?
I bet you Moses ran down that mountain. You better get on down there then, Moses. Cause
I can't handle it much longer, right?
But you got to think. God had took Moses up there, was writing the Ten Commandments with his own finger. For them.
Yes.
Moses got down there and broke it.
Yeah, but that was for people to understand that they couldn't even follow those laws. And they still had to look to God, but they still wouldn't. It was like the serpent he had Moses to make. And if you looked up, you could be saved. But if you didn't, you got bitten by that serpent and died. And look at all the people that died because they could not look up to God. Are we that people? Are we so engrossed within ourselves and the things of the world that we can't look up to God and understand and realize who he is, our source, as our supply, Jehovah Jireh?
I think a lot of it is shame.
Consciousness of sin and doing the wrong things.
I've heard people say before, oh, if I go to church, it's going to catch on fire. Who is you? You know.
Right.
So, you know, people, that sin consciousness and just guilt and shame.
That's a good word, sin consciousness.
Shame. Because you know what? The thing is, I've said this before. When we in the world, we ain't got no shame of our sin.
True.
Yeah, I did it, and I'll do it again.
Right.
And we don't have no shame for our sin. We don't have no limit. We don't have no shame. We run around and don't care who see us. Don't care who know. Until we get ready to go in the house of God.
And he already know.
He right.
He seen the whole thing.
But it's what that what's that word I kept using? Shame. It's shame.
Yeah, because God does. There's a scripture that says, "My people shall not be ashamed." Yeah, shame.
It's shame.
Don't let shame keep you out the kingdom.
That's exactly what it is, though. It's shame. Oh, they know I done did this. They know I done did that. But when you was doing it, you didn't care who knew you was doing it.
And what has God delivered those people from that are in the church? A lot of them have been delivered from such things as I have been delivered from, or the next person.
That's true. We all have been delivered from some of the same things and some things that other people haven't been delivered from. But the thing is,
nothing
when
new.
when you see somebody else that's struggling with it, don't act like you ain't been through it.
Right. That's true.
Don't act like you ain't been through it.
Because Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short
don't
of
act
the
like
glory.
That.
Right. You're right. Don't act like that. He's a loving God and a forgiving God.
And don't, and because when you act like that, then you make people feel shame, not just feel shame. You don't know why they came
true
to that church.
Right.
And you made people feel unwanted.
And lower than they already feel.
And the thing about that is, if they don't ever come back, whose hands is their blood on?
Yours. Who mocked
me? We do not want to be responsible for nobody's soul but our own. And we don't even want to be responsible for ours. That's why we give it to the Lord.
Right. That's true. So true.
We don't want to be responsible. But just like the watchman, if you see a destruction coming, you let them know. If they listen to you and repent and turn from that destruction, you have washed your hands of their blood.
Right.
But if you don't tell them, their blood be on your hands. And all them sins is on you.
He says required. God uses that word.
Yes, required. It's required of you. So if you tell them, and they don't change their ways, then you have washed your hands of that blood because you have warned them. But you can't be holding your nose up to nobody.
Think you more than you ought to think.
Because just like I just read, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years.
Yes.
And 1,000 years is as one day.
One
so
day.
You being there 15 years ain't got nothing on my one day.
On eternity, yes. That's so true.
Ain't got nothing on it.
That's true. And that's the end game, eternity. Where, you know, these things here are temporary. So why be so attached, like the thought for today? You know, why be so attached? Let us be independent of these things, you know, because heaven and earth, God says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will last forever. Forever. And that's the end game. Eternity. You know, because we all have to die. We're all going to leave this world one day. But Paul says some of us may not sleep before the Lord come back. We may be alive when he comes back, you know. But even if we are, we will be caught up in a moment. Caught up in a moment in a twinkling of an eye. The sound of the last trump. The trumpet will sound. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Yep, so the word is the word. The word is God, and God is his word. That's why you can depend on it. You can lean on it. You can trust it, because he has left this handbook for us so that we'll be not ignorant of things to come and have come. Like you said, these things are not new. They're new to us. But they've happened before and going to happen again. And man is waxing or getting worse and worse.
And God's anger is waxing hotter and hotter.
Woo! I need a fan.
Hotter and hotter.
I need a fan. Oh.
Yeah, he going to melt this whole earth. Everything going. But like I just read, we look forward to a new heaven and a new earth.
Yes. Yes. Coming down from heaven.
With him.
With him. We shall dwell 1,000 years on the earth. Right? Yeah, 1,000 years on the earth.
I don't know if that's going to be this one or the new one.
I don't know. I guess that's a good question. I guess we'll have to look that up in Revelation. Maybe that'll be our next
subject. I think
it
might
subject.
Be the new one.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Thank you, Dacia Wade.
Thank you
so very, very much. Even though you said you didn't have anything to share, but boy, you still shared plenty and added to what you shared the first hour. Thank you so very, very much. I'm sure those of you enjoyed Dacia Wade and her time here with us. Now, if you have this, if you have this on your Facebook page, this video, please share it with your friends and have them share with their friends. I'm new on Facebook Live and reaching out to the community, reaching out to my friends and family, and gaining as much support as I can, you know, because I do think I have some good people to put before you that have good and sound information, you know, let you know what's going on in the neighborhood, what's going on in the church. It's just so much.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th